Hey, good afternoon, everybody. This is Tom McNew. Again, welcome to Hometown Hero. And today, our spotlight hero is the one and only Deacon Al Ponce from St. Paul Chonghassong in Harker Heights. I know a lot of our listeners are familiar with you, Deacon Al, so thanks for joining us here in the studio.
Thank you, Tom. It's exciting for me to be here. Sometimes it's very humbling to be referred to as a hero, as there's so many out there that truly, you know, especially with our church, especially within our diocese and our local deanery in our parish, that just goes so far and beyond with sharing the faith.
Amen. We wanted to bring you in here specifically to talk about DCYC, and I guess we should first start with, what does the acronym stand for?
DCYC, Diocesan Conference, Youth Conference. Let me adjust it real quick. I got excited. Okay. So anyway, it's the Diocesan Catholic Youth Conference.
Okay. All right.
So the Catholic part, we really got to remember that part.
Kind of important.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is.
Since really that's what we're trying to impart to the young people, right?
Yeah, it is. It is the part they were trying to impart to the young people. I mean, of course, when we look at it and you think about it, you know, one of the exciting parts is we just recently come back from that, you know, conference is, you know, the diocesan mission, of course, is to look at, you know, this powerful time to come all together, bringing our youth together. And it really gives us such a strong opportunity for our youth, for our young ones to encounter Christ. And in encountering Christ, you know, within all of those that are there, you know, that are the same age, you know, that are, you know, separate from people that they see every day. And the powerful part is that the experience happens, and it's been my biggest part of it that I've experienced is through the liturgy, through the sacraments, because they experience it there together with each other, and of course with the wonderful, you know, exciting priests that we have within our diocese, through the sacraments, and then also with the powerful presentations that are throughout that whole weekend. There's some type of activity that's happening that keeps us all excited and you know, as we're there together.
And so we were talking before we came on the air here, and how we decided, how many years now has the diocese been doing this?
64 years.
64 years.
Wow.
Man, that covers like three generations of people here in Central Texas. That's pretty remarkable when you really kind of take a step back and realize that the diocese just celebrated our 75th anniversary. And so from almost its inception, it's been this ministry to our youth has been integral to what the diocese's mission has been.
Yeah, it is so integral in the connection there for our mission as we look together as a church, you know, especially as we look at our youth. You know, I've had the opportunity, and you know, just so grateful that I've been a part of the conference for, I guess, working about 9 or 10 years. I have to go back and look at the dates, but boy, it sure has gone fast. And you know, I didn't think about it until you asked me to come on the air with you and to talk about it. I said, whoa, you know what, I have been involved with it. But you know, when I say I'm involved, it's like the many of the things that God, you know, has called me to do, right? And it's one of those parts that I get to go and be there. I get to experience, you know, and participate in the masses and the liturgies, and then also with all the different types of activities that they have going on throughout that weekend.
So do you know how many young people were up there this year?
Yeah, so this year it was calculated to be over 2,500.
Wow.
2,500.
2,500 young people. That's incredible.
And I guess the part where you don't realize the depth of it, you know, of when you're in, you know, having so many together like that, you know, and that the Waco Convention Center is, to me, the most powerful part is when during Mass, when we experience the liturgy of Mass, and you're looking out over and you see the depth of how many are there, how many, You know, and then there, and the exciting part is that you see the joy and excitement in all of them that are there. You know, everyone's at a different place in their journey with Christ, but the phone's ringing. but anyway, I'm going to continue. But anyway, you know, everyone's at a different place, but you still see that everyone is receiving what they're being called to receive, you know, because it's not the same for everyone. And all the presenters are so dynamic and unique, including those that it's on your side also. It's the excitement and joy that's coming from the hearts of those that are dedicated to that youth conference ministry so deeply. Our youth ministers, boy, we have so many youth ministers within the diocese that just, they pour their hearts out. I know within our parish, our youth minister is just so deeply connected with our youth and helping them to recognize that, hey, you know, Christ is working on you. Christ is with you always. And we get to share that with, you know, through the ministries that we have in our parish.
So how many young people from St. Paul Chong went up there?
So we were about 27.
Wow. And, you know, 27 youth and adults? Or just?
Yeah, it's 27 youth and adults together.
Okay. Wow.
But, you know, the part about it also was that there's also some other adults that came, you know, that connected to be out there with us. And the special part that they come and serve also to be there with the youth.
And so when y'all go up there, then do y'all go, like, as a big group in a bus or a caravan, or you just kind of...
So we've done that several ways, and okay. So you know, with the buses and the caravans and all that. So what we've started to do now is that we do carpool because of the number of adults that are helping as chaperones that are there. So we carpool. We get in a convoy and we head up to Waco. It's powerful to see them get here. You know, they meet here in our parish hall. You know, between about 5:30 or so, and everybody's getting here excited. Parents are here, and they're all jumping up and down with joy because obviously we have also, you know, some that have gone before, and they're sharing with those that have never gone. Hey, you know, just wait, you know, till you get to experience what you're going to experience. You know, the excitement from all the youth that are there, and so we. We carpool and we get there, and it's really nice because, you know, we either stay there at the hotel that's there where the conference is at, or we stay at the one across, so we can be right there connected with it without having to ride buses there.
Sure. And you said 5:30. That was 5:30 on Friday evening that y'all met.
5:30 on Friday evening.
Yeah. And it was all day Saturday and most of the day Sunday. Is that right?
Yeah, it was. But, you know, I always like to describe that first night and then also really Saturday night. But, you know, of course, the Mass on Saturday. But Friday night it's exciting because here we are. We're getting there and you can almost feel your own heartbeat because of the connection that's there when you arrive there. You know, the greetings from everyone that's there for the conference, those that are leading it. You know, and I have to mention all of our diocesan staff. You know, our folks that are connected to putting the event all together. You know, Allison Tate and all their crew and everyone that's there. You know, Tessie, and I say these names, but I think some of you all know who I'm talking about. I mean, they just really emphasize. You know, obviously organizing it all together, but they just go so far out of their way to make sure that everything is in line, all the schedules, all the greetings, you know, all of, you know, there's so much, you know, the nursing station, the adult station where, you know, for those that are volunteering. So there's a lot that's connected to it. But, you know, so I have to mention that because it does make a strong and powerful difference because every part matters. Yeah. And then there's the greetings from our seminarians, you know, our vocation director and all of that. And that, you know, all of the seminarians are there just welcoming the youth. And the other part about that part is that, you know, they know each other. They, you know, they have some folks from their parishes coming. We know some of the seminarians coming from our parish and connecting with them. And it's just There's a lot that's happening. The dynamic is there of the Holy Spirit really working in all the hearts of those that are connected and getting to that big event. And I mentioned about the heartbeat. Well, the heartbeat begins very, very powerfully, especially when you walk in and there's the music, right? It's not, and you know, you probably remember going to a concert maybe when you were younger. When we were young, went to the concerts, but you know, it's like that. I mean, the sound is, they do not skimp on the music being loud in the so the heartbeats are happening. So it's an exciting time.
I imagine that that first Friday evening, that's a little bit of controlled chaos as everybody's getting there, because I'm sure there's people from all over the diocese that are kind of all meeting at the same time, and mass confusion to get everybody checked in, and you know, kid, like you said, the kids run around and just you know, with the work of the Holy Spirit,
and they see all the vendors there with all the, you know, all of the Catholic, you know, items that are there, icons, you know, there's clothing, there's all sorts of things that are there that just builds such a great excitement. And and then there's the other part about the Friday night is where we stay up late. I mean, really, you know, you could expect that they're going to go to the hotel probably either before or close to midnight, and we have our, you know, preparing them and getting them ready for, you know, going into their rooms. And then of course there's also that, hey, you've got to conduct yourself well here, you know, we're representing our diocese. So and of course our parishes.
Well, when you say stand up late, is that you know, 60-year-old late, or is that teenager late?
Oh, that's,
because for me, late is after 9:30.
Oh yeah, so I'm talking about midnight or so.
Oh my gosh! and then Saturday morning kicks off how early?
Saturday morning kicks off early because they begin serving breakfasts at the hotels at the different areas about 6:30 or so, and you know, Saturday morning, you know, the session begins about 7:30 a.m.
Wow.
You know, the band is there going loud, and you know, and so, you know, this again back to the organized, you know, type chaos, but really exciting chaos.
Yeah. And so Saturday then kind of walk us through Saturday. It starts with mass, and
so yeah, the first thing Saturday morning, of course, there's also the opportunity for morning prayers that those that want to go and spend a little time at the chapel, Adoration Chapel, that's established there on the ground. Before they go into mass, and the mass begins about 8:30 in the morning. So you have morning mass, and it was one of those parts where I got to serve mass, you know, at this morning at that Saturday morning, and it so great to serve with our. Archbishop designated.
I saw some of the pictures in the days following, and it looked like, really, I mean, I've seen the bishop at a lot of different ceremonies, but he really looked like he had a great time with those young people up there.
He does. I mean, and you know, he enjoys it so much, and he, you know, pours his heart out, you know, with you know, when we say he's pouring his heart out with all of our youth, but then he's also pouring it out so powerfully as we see our seminarians, and then we see all of the other youth there. You know, he just shares it so strongly, you know, and you know, then, you know, this his homily and all the parts that come to that mass. And for me, it was a very special mass, you know, for me, getting to serve with him. Mm-hmm. Together there, and then of course with all the other priests that are there, and all of the seminarians, and just great event.
This one had, you know, to be a little bit special for the bishop, since it's kind of his last one here in Austin, right?
Yeah, it was a very special one, and he mentioned that. But you know, during this homily, he just reached out so powerfully to them, you know, and he said, you know, because the whole the conference theme was nothing but love. You know, how powerful, you know, we've heard St. Augustine, and we've heard, you know, different theologians, and of course we hear in the Gospels and of course through Scripture, but, you know, Bishop Joe was so strong in a message about, you know, where he talked about that, you know, so many times, you know, young people think themselves not worthy of love, And yet God is trying to communicate and say, I love you. And then, of course, that's with even our own sinfulness and imperfections and weaknesses. He still loves us, and he wants to have a word with us. He wants to engage us. He wants to speak to us. And it's always a message of goodness towards us. And those are quoted. Those are from what Bishop Joe mentioned in his gospel. And it was just powerful, because it's true when you look around and, you know, that we got to experience it there. And we see God's love being poured upon all those that are there, of course, and beyond. But, you know, in particular, because we were there at this event.
So there were speakers then on Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening. Who were the speakers this year? Do you remember off the top of your head?
Yeah. So some of the speakers that we had, you know, for the Saturday event, you know, we have the breakout sessions that they get to go to also after the morning mass. Okay. We typically have a keynote address within the main area, the main section there, and then we break out into workshops. And so, you know, some of those people that we had was Lori Nava, and her session on, you know, holding space, God's transformative love. And then Jocelyn Perez, you know, and, you know, hers was strong also on God, are you listening? And, you know, all of them are so powerful. You know, Matthew Scruggs, embracing the struggle, making sense out of tough times, and you can see these are directed, you know, straight for our youth, so they can have a different view. And when I say different view, I mean, for us it's a different view, but for them it's for them to be able to view through their eyes, through their experiences.
That's really
from where they're at, yeah, where they are at currently, and the things that they're experiencing in the world, in school, and all the other places. We also had Bennett Diano, and you know, he covered the part of, I don't know what to say, and that's okay. Just, you know, powerfully connected to prayer, connecting them to prayer and how to pray.
I like that idea, though. It gives them an opportunity to listen to where the Holy Spirit is calling them as the young people pick out the sessions that they want to be a part of.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so there's a couple more. I'll say the names so that way, you know, I don't want to miss any of our presenters, because they did such a tremendous job, and they always do. And then I want to, you know, when I'm walking through all these particular presentations and everything, really just want to get into the evening, because the evening is so powerful. And I'll get to that. But anyway, so we also had Sister Sylvia Tarafa, right, from our sisters, you know, on the Mary's Miraculous Rosary. And then our dear Father Joseph Dayhan, you know, leading with love. How do we accompany those who experience same-sex attraction? And then Marisol Aguirre. And, of course, we also have some of the activity or some of the presentations that are in Spanish. And hers was Mi Lugar en la Familia, you know, my place in the family. Just powerful as we get through, you know, went through all of them. But anyway, so those are the presentations and parts that, okay, you know, occur throughout the day. But I want to get to the evening,
yeah,
you know, because during the evening we have such a powerful encounter when we're talking about Eucharistic, God's presence, body, blood, soul, and divinity, and adoration. And so, you know, it just was so powerfully accepted. And you know, I mentioned the number of youth that are there. Of course, there's some adults there, but, you know, imagine being in a place where there's that many. And I've heard these stories also from the Eucharistic Revival, you know, part that experience there, where you have so many yet within Christ's presence there in the monstrance before all of us, the silence that occurs, and then the connection between, you know, between each person, each youth that's there with Christ there present, just allowing Christ to sink into their hearts, and really, you know, in his presence, we know that we can bring him whatever it is that's on our minds or on our hearts, you know, there's struggles, there's things that are going on at school, there's things that are going on in the sports activities and, you know, the different things that they participate in, but they get to bring it there, you know, to Christ, and then just, you know, it's just a beautiful, powerful again, because then Christ is there with them present in the Eucharist, in the monstrance, but then Christ comes to them directly in the special procession that's held as, you know, the priest processes around the whole, you know, station or the whole stadium there inside the convention center in the monstrance with all the seminarians and, you know, just so perfectly aligned, you know, the whole part of where we talk about our Catholic faith and we talk about our Catholicity and you hear about, you know, the smells and bells, you know, there's a beautiful incense there and there's a power that comes from it when where the monstrance is just illuminating everyone. The spotlight that's on the monstrance is really just that light is just shining forth from everyone. But, you know, we know that it's not just a light. It's Christ himself reaching to us.
I'm getting little goosebumps here just thinking about that. That had to be an incredible moment watching that procession.
Tom, it really is because, you know, in a way, you know, there's always a part of, you know, is what we're doing with our faith, is it, you know, what we do with our youth, you know, is I could even say, hey, is this conference that we're having, is it reaching and touching the way we would like it to? And of course, that's us thinking that. But really, Christ is reaching and touching each individual, each youth, the way he wants to touch them, the way he knows they need to be touched. And so when we recognize and realize that it's Christ that's coming to us, it's coming to them, that's, you know, that's coming to the world, and allow him to work in our hearts, that's when we can see that transformative part of what maybe we're thinking about how it should be. Well, God knows what it should be like, and he does that.
Amen. So any particular stories that you'd like to share with those of us that didn't get to go?
Well, the part that reaches to my heart so powerfully is the experience. You know, there's always that getting to the mountaintop and then coming back down, right? But on that mountaintop, when you see the youth, and I'll talk specifically, particularly because those that I experience are youth from our parish, is just seeing them, you know, upon return as they connect back with their families and connect with them. But then when you realize that, you know, something may have occurred out there, it's when a mother or father comes to you and says, you know, my son or daughter, there's something that happened out there that really, you know, there's a little change that I am noting in how they're carrying themselves. And, you know, there's also the part of, you know, there may be some that go out to an event like this or, you know, this youth conference that, you know, they've never been away from home. You know, this is the first time they're going out, maybe, for some of, you know, those that are going out for the first time that have stayed away, you know, and, you know, they've done things with their families, but nothing like this. And they get to recognize and see Christ working in everyone. But then they also get to experience Christ and bring Christ back. So, you know, it's strong and it's powerful and it's the Holy Spirit. And in a way, sometimes, you know, you heard the part of where, you know, maybe we don't pay attention to what's happening around us. And there is a lot of things that are happening around us in our world. And I described, you know, the school thing and all those parts. But there's also another part that's happening around us. And that's the Holy Spirit. That's Jesus. And I, this is what I feel. I feel that when we get to experience Christ, that we also get to share him. And I feel that they are proud to profess their faith as being Catholic.
God bless them. That's an incredible thought behind being able to be a witness to the growth of these young people and as they march through their particular, like you said, everyone has their own individual journeys. You know, it's what a luxury to be part of that. You know, either from your perspective as, you know, getting to celebrate the Mass with the bishop and being a part of some of the councils, and then witnessing that in that reunion, as it were, with mom and dad when the kids get back.
Yeah, it takes us back to the special part of how, you know, of course the Holy Family, but then, you know, the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, but then also, you know, our families, the significance of what it means to have Christ at the center.
Absolutely, absolutely. So Deacon Al, for the mom and dad or grandma and grandpa who are listening, whose son, daughter, grandson, granddaughter didn't get the chance to go, what advice would you give them in preparation for next January, next February, for the conference?
You know, I would definitely encourage them, you know, to of course, there's a part that we have integration within our parishes where we have our youth groups. We have other activities also that occur. And all these are actually, they're all connected, because from that, they get to draw, you know, and learn about the church, right? And with that connection with it, then also it can help them to get ready to go to an event like this and to be able to experience even more, because our growth with Christ is daily, of course, and our, you know, the catechesis, all of the special parts that are offered out there, you know, from all of our youth ministers, and, you know, the catechists, boy, you know, I can't emphasize how much those that go to CCD and those that are in Catholic school, you know, the significance of all our teachers that within their hearts they give the best that they can. I know that with our catechists here in our parish, that, you know, I can't help but recognize that each one of them, they all try so hard to always share Christ with them. And that builds them up, gets them ready. And so, of course, from the parents' perspective or the grandparents' perspective is, hey, the best place to start and to be there with that is to come to Holy Mass every week and always.
Deacon Al, thank you very much for coming and joining us here in the Hometown Hero and imparting some wisdom on the Diocesan Catholic Youth Conference, DCYC.
Yeah, and I appreciate it very much, Tom, and thank you that I get to be here with everyone today, and thank you all for all your prayers.
Would you leave us with a blessing, please?
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace.
Thanks be to God. Thanks, Deacon. Appreciate it.